Oh,
but here
boy.
We go.
See, this is why you can never give a leftoid any attention.
All right, hang on. Let's get a look at this woman's face here.
Lauren. Tall, blonde communist won't date a man who makes less than six figures.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because communism and having a six-figure income don't really jive.
They totally go together.
The only people in communism who make that kind of money are people at the top of the food chain.
Yeah, well, these are the same idiots who think that communism, well, it'll work this time because no one else did it right.
Yeah, they didn't do it right. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, well, they're dumb enough to think that after the Night of the Long Knives, they're going to be a party member. That's not going to happen. You're going to be a serf. You're going to be digging in the field. Yeah. And if they don't like you, they're going to shoot you.
Well, once your usefulness is gone, you're going to get ground up in the compost machine.
Yep. Here we go. This next one. Whew. I'm 12 weeks pregnant, and I feel like I'm way too big already. My husband and I experimented with a horse.
Oh, my God!
One drunken night around when I conceived. Is it possible I'm actually carrying a foal? I'm so scared to go ultrasound and then make me abort if so. I'm pro-life 100%, even if it is a horse. And this is my favorite part. No judging, especially if you live in Arkansas.
All right.
What does that have to do with anything?
All right. First of all, I think the good book frowns upon interspecies erotica to the point where everyone participating in that is put to the sword. And it says that in the good book.
Woo! Hop on the good foot and do the bad thing. Oh, this is terrible.
But, you know, you figure if she had any education at all, she would know it's absolutely impossible for that to happen.
You would think. But hey, you know, I mean, if you voted Democrat in the last election, you're either dead or a retard. We just crossed 1,000 viewers on YouTube. Thank you all very much for joining in.
Thank you so much.
Now, this next one should be called How to Admit You're Cheating Without Admitting That You're Cheating.
Yeah, okay. Because this is projection right here.
Oh, yeah.
This is classic.
Are you home?
Yes, babe.
Take a picture with a spoon on top of your head.
Why?
To prove you're home.
Okay, wait. And he does it.
Because he's an idiot.
What?
You could have taken that yesterday.
Why would I take a picture with a spoon on top of my head yesterday? You notice she doesn't have to prove where she is.
No. No, and you know, first of all, for you to even entertain this dude is a white knight cuck mangina.
Yeah.
In my opinion, of course.
He's probably home with her kids from two prior relationships.
Mm-hmm.
It's just horrendous.
Yeah, listen, if you're a dude and you're with a woman and you're attracted to her, everything's clicking, and she starts making all kinds of crazy demands from you, take that as a hint. Your time is done. Leave the meat or the number at the meat counter. Let somebody else take a new number. Your turn is over. Move along.
Yes, and take your hard salami with you.
Yes. Sliced thinly. Yeah.
If you have ever had a text conversation with a woman like this, she's cheating on you, and she's probably still trying to wash the taste of the throat yogurt out of her mouth while she's sending you these texts.
Yeah, and she probably came home and you put your mouth on it. That is some horrid stuff right there.
Bing! Ugh! Bing!
She's 26.
Callie's 26. Mommy of five.
All right. Look how wide her face is. Okay.
How close up the photo is,
and
of course.
You can see the shoulder there. This woman is probably pulling two bills.
And she's wearing camo, which means she's probably stalking someone.
Could be.
Going through a divorce, not looking for hookups or friends with benefits, wanting to chat and see where it goes, yet... Underneath her location, it says, looking for chatting, friendship, something casual.
Uh-huh. And
you know what? She totally doesn't want to hook up her friends with benefits.
She's got five kids.
Five kids at 26.
So she's willingly getting divorced so she could go on the welfare rolls, because that's what's going to happen.
Even if she started at 16, mm-hmm. That's a kid every 2 years from 16 on.
And I bet you.
If she compacted it from the legal age, oh boy.
Yeah, there's been no rest. Those pipes have been stretched.
Would have changed her name from Callie to Wizard Sleeve Wendy.
Whistle Sack.
Or Whistle Pig.
Oh, yeah.
A really expensive bottle of booze.
$88 for that.
Bing!
Oh, my God.
Ah, Kira, 26 years old. I'm going to read this, then the rest here. I'm a sweetie pie. Where's my hubby, though? But don't F with me if you with that freaky shit. Get to know me first. We not about to trade pics. It ain't fitting to be no Netflix and chill around here. These legs are sealed. Hit me up, though, if you trying to get married. Independent business owner at Boss Mom. Snapchat is Fat Mama.
Don't you love how they wear it out, and then they want to sell it at full price?
Yeah. The dude who she, you know, created as Devil Spawn never had to prove himself to her in half the ways that you will have to.
Yeah, you're going to have to jump through hoops for a single mother who's blown out, walled out, and stalled out. It's not worth it, man.
No, it's not.
It's just not worth it.
This is probably the most disturbing one.
Oh, God.
My grandma is pregnant.
Oh.
She's only 46, so we're pretty excited at first. But now she's claiming my husband is the father. I don't know what to do. He does spend a lot of time helping at her house. Yeah, cleaning the cobwebs out of her slot C.
Oh,
I can't believe he'd plow my granny, though. Now, remember, do the math. If she's only 46 and she's a grandma, math works both ways.
Yeah, she started in her late teens.
Yeah. We'd have to wait months for a paternity test. If it's his, would the baby be my aunt slash uncle and stepchild? It's also worth noting that my husband is both my brother and my uncle, and my grandma is his grandma too, and also his ex-girlfriend.
What the f***? It can't be real.
I'm really not sure what to do, and no, this is not a stupid joke. This is serious, so please refrain from rude responses.
This is some red trash shit right there. That's the kind of shit I saw in upstate New York. That's total red trash shit right there.
Yes, it is.
Holy shit. Wow.
Grandma is also his ex-girlfriend, and it's his grandma, too. Wow.
I even know how that's possible.
I don't know, man. All I know is that the gene pool and that family
is shallow.
It's like one of those fucking souffle cups you get from Olga's Kitchen.
Wow.
You couldn't even get your finger wet in that shit. Wow.
Watch Gruntspeak live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you'd like to join Pop for Supporters Sundays, consider making a donation on Locals, Patreon, or Subscribestar.